next time. 31 Days, 31 Podcast. 31 Days, 31 Podcast. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman waddling.
Well, today we are going to go south of the border. I think south of the border. Well, okay, allegedly south of the border. I'm on a website called Creepy Classics where you can get a bunch of old DVDs, like monster DVDs and stuff like that. And one of their sections is Mexican monster DVDs. And these are, you know, going back like to the 50s. It's the oldest one I've seen so far. And there's a bunch of stuff I've never heard of. So I thought we'd go through these and just see what was going on with monster movies down Mexico way. So the first, these are in alphabetical order, and our first is The Aztec Mummy. Dr. Almada disturbs the rest of the Aztec mummy by, what? Oh, disturbs the rest of the Aztec mummy by, I thought it was like, disturbs the rest of him. What? But it's his rest. By removing armor from its tomb. Now the mummy's curse is upon him and his fiancée. The mummy is one cool-looking mummy, a shock-haired, teeth-bearing, parched-skin horror. And these all end with, in Spanish language, no subtitles, or sometimes, in Spanish, English subtitles. So we got a mummy movie. The Batwoman stars Maura Monti. A female wrestler called the Batgirl is also, by night, a masked crime fighter with some cool electronic devices. The wrestling costume is very similar to Batman. When she's the crime fighter, it's a bikini, a cape, and a mask. Pretty crazy. I like that when she's a wrestler, she's wearing a Batman outfit. And to fight crime, it's like, better get down to that bikini. Crime doesn't pay. Unless you wanted to see someone in a bikini, in which case it does have a certain amount of payoff. Black Pit of Dr. M. This could also be titled, All Heck Breaks Loose at the Asylum. There's, yeah, if you were not going to use the word hell in a horror movie, I guess so. There's weird experiments with life and death by moonlighting hospital doctors. Yeah, sounds pretty good. The Brainiac. The outrageous monster from the past. A warlock is somehow brought back to life through a mysterious comet that passes the Earth as it did as his execution centuries before. The evil warlock is now a blood-sucking, long-tongued beast that takes human form to walk among humans. Nutty. That one sounds great. I like when a description of a horror movie says, for some reason, because it's just like, or somehow, and it's like, this isn't really clear, but you know, whatever. There's another version of this. Oh, this is dubbed in English, but it looks like the same movie. Castle of the Monsters / Conqueror of the Moon. A double feature, a horror comedy with all the classic monsters and a comedy sci-fi with special effects listed from Destination Moon and other films. These are like 1950, 1960 movies. Chabelo and Pepito versus the Monsters. Two young scouts out camping venture into the woods to discover monsters alive and lurking. There's also a secret tunnel that leads to a Monster Mountain mystery. Who wrote these? They're like, Monster Mountain mystery. I believe you. Two young scouts. This scout, I'm trying to look at this picture, doesn't look particularly young. Click to enlarge. When you click to enlarge the picture on this website, it gives you the same picture inside a giant white box. Curse of the Aztec Mummy. Now, hold on. We started with... the Aztec Mummy. Now we're at Curse of the Aztec Mummy. The Angel, a masked superhero, arrives on the scene to try and stop a master criminal, the Bat, aka Professor Krupp, who has stumbled onto the cursed relics of the Aztec Mummy and the mummy itself. Huh. This is weird that it's like a superhero story. It's kind of like if they did, you know, Batman Meets the Mummy, but there's even more going on. Because it's like, who does what? Curse of the Crying Woman. An ancient curse by a female banshee is alive and bringing death to all who travel near the castle. What castle? A castle. Banshee, that's not one you hear a lot about. Curse of the Doll People. Now we're talking. An undead voodoo priest brings an army of 3-foot dolls to life that lurk in the shadows and murder. Creepy, eerie film that will have you watching your back. That sounds pretty solid. An army of 3-foot dolls. See, this is the problem with like your Huckies. He's one guy. You need to have like an army. He should have brought the whole factory to life. That would have been amazing. Doctor of Doom. So this is not to be confused with Doctor Doom. This is Doctor of Doom. Best I can figure is there are these wrestling women that want to save the world from the Doctor of Doom. This nutty doc has gone and removed a bunch of people's brains and stuck them in apes, making zombie apes. And, you know, that's not a good thing. South of the Border Horror. Yeah, no shit. We're already this far. All right. I don't know why you would put a man's brain in an ape, but what the hell, right? Frankenstein the Vampire and Company, a.k.a. Frankenstein. Oh, sorry. I don't know how to say Frankenstein in Spanish style. But Frankenstein el Vampiro y Compañía stars Loco Valdez, José Jasso, Martha Elena, and Cervantes. And Cervantes? Just Cervantes? No doubt about it. This is the Mexican version of Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein. Well, that sounds all right. I could live with that. Frankenstein. I wonder if Frankenstein is one of those words that in Spanish is still Frankenstein. Frankenstein. You know, like if they're doing a commercial. The Ghost in the Monastery. One of the creepiest horror films of the 1930s, a trio of travelers gets lost in dark woods. A robed stranger gives them shelter of an old monastery for the night. Odd events that slowly reveal the supernatural horror of the monastery. Eh, no thanks. Now this sounds better. The Living Coffin. Mexican creature feature with the crying woman back from the grave for revenge. It's up to Gaston Santos and Crazy Coyote to stop the horror in Skeleton Swamp. That sounds fucking awesome. I think my winner so far is still Curse of the Doll People. But let's keep going. Man and the Monster. Every time a man plays a piano, he becomes a grotesque werewolf slash Mr. Hyde type murderous beast. If you like Mexican monster movies, you'll like this one. It's not very much detail. He kind of looks like he's wearing a Michael Myers mask, but I can get behind it. I like that it's every time he plays the piano. That seems like a very avoidable task. It's not like, I have to take this medicine to live, but it turns me into this. It's like, well, I like to play the piano. Masked Killer slash Rider of the Skulls. Masked Killer. In a small canyon town, a mysterious masked phantom is killing the innocent townspeople. Well, that one's pretty much summed up by the title. Rider of the Skulls, Mexican mix of horror elements that brew into one of the best South of the Border horrors I've seen. This one is just called Monster. The hideous Dr. Ling, looking like Lon Chaney from Phantom of the Opera, is a very mad scientist set on resurrecting corpses and creating life. A beautiful young newspaper girl stumbles upon his eerie castle by answering a strange newspaper ad. That sounds pretty okay. Resurrecting corpses and creating life. The New Invisible Man. A man is wrongly accused of killing man. He is sentenced to life imprisonment and has slipped some invisibility serum to help him escape and prove his innocence. Unfortunately, the serum drives him bonkers. This is what I'm talking about. I like a movie where it's like just kind of the setup has a lot going on. Like, you know, okay, he's wrongly accused of killing someone. So now he's in prison. And then to get him out of the prison, someone gives him an invisibility potion, which he takes and he gets out, but then he's crazy. Night of the Bloody Apes. A doctor experiments with transplanted ape hearts into humans and uses a wrestler's body. Oh man, what a bad combination. An ape-like monster results who has his eye on the women and is now deadly in the wrestling ring. I like that these wrestling horror things cross over. But they don't, like, you know, they become monstrous, but they're still wrestling. Or you become a superhero and it's like, my day job is professional wrestler. That is what you call hiding in plain sight. It's like, who is this Batwoman superhero who's beating everyone up? I don't know. Do you think it could be the Batwoman wrestler? No. She wears a suit. This isn't a bikini. That wouldn't make sense. The Panther Woman. A group of Mexican wrestling women take on a cult of evil women that worship cats. An ancient magic shapeshifts the coven into leopard creatures that attack local villagers. A wrestler called the Angel aids the crime-fighting wrestling women. Well, that sounds all right. I don't know. I'm into the cats, so I don't know. Oh, here we go. Robot versus the Aztec Mummy. The Aztec Mummy is back, lurching, creeping, and shuffling his way to a frenzied killing spree. A mad doctor steals a priceless breastplate from the mummy. This sounds familiar. The mummy rampages after it. A robot is used to try and stop the undead creature. This sounds exactly like the other movie. But, you know, the other Aztec mummies, one of them. But then they're like, okay, we could use the first 45 minutes of that. And then the last 45 minutes, let's be serious, 28 minutes, is we put a robot in and he fights that. Santa Claus. This is it. The Christmas movie that warped the minds of a generation. Released in the United States to the children's matinee market through the 1960s. It features Santa Claus fighting a devil from Hades named Pitch. Well, that sounds pretty awesome. I don't know if this isn't a creepy classic, but maybe. Must be. Must be something creepy about it. Santo and Blue Demon versus Dracula and the Wolfman. Holy shit. Star Santo and the Blue Demon. Now Santo looks to be a wrestler. I assume the Blue Demon is also a wrestler. Decades ago, a powerful magician defeated Count Dracula, but he has come back and seeks revenge upon the planet. He recruits the Wolfman and a pack of ghouls to assist in terrorizing the world. Now see, this sounds good, because I'm like, all right, Dracula and the Wolfman come back, and it's like, who should fight him? And in, you know, our movies, it's like, I don't know, like Keanu Reeves at his worst, or like a Johnny Depp type, and they're like, fuck that. Huge Mexican wrestlers. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I agree with that. That's who I would want doing it. Let's see. They also, Santo and Blue Demon versus the Monsters / Santo in Atlantis. You'll see Frankenstein's Monster, Mummy, Vampire, the Cyclops, Wolfman, and more. Santo and Blue Demon versus Dr. Frankenstein. They got a thing going here. It's brain swapping time. Dr. Frankenstein wishes to revive his wife and plans to do it by restoring a good brain in her cranium. But where to find a brain to experiment with? The doc's monster keeps Santo away. What? Santo in the Terror of Dracula. What happened to the Blue Demon? A doctor invents a time machine, and what better way to test its ability than to go back through the centuries and hunt for Dracula's treasure? Sure. Sounds like a great idea. First thing I would have thought of is what this says. That's funny. I've been kind of making fun of this, but then we made the same joke and now I feel bad. But what fun for our masked hero, the doctor and his beautiful daughter. Daughter. Jesus, Santo in The Vengeance of the Aztec Mummy. Santo hoofs it with a group of scientists to study an ancient tomb. I wonder if he wears his mask the whole movie. Too bad there's a scroll saying that all must die who desecrate the resting place of this ancient race. Time to start wrestling with a living mummy. I assume also the monsters in this movie are also like, you know, wrestlers, because then you get some wrestling action. Like, there must be wrestling action in here, right? There would be no way. It's kind of like, you know, you make Commando and you're just like, let's just have Schwarzenegger carrying a big log around. And it's like, why? Because you got fucking Schwarzenegger in your movie. Just take a shirt off. That's the point. We've got Santo in The Vengeance of the Crying Woman, Santo in the Wax Museum / World of the Dead, Santo versus Frankenstein's Daughter, Santo versus the Riders of Terror, Santo versus the She-Wolf / Ghost of the Strangler, and then we get to a new movie. Spiritism. A lady acquires a mummified hand, and it will grant her wishes. Her son is dead. What should she wish for? Oh, no, don't do it. Too late. Mexican horror version of the classic Monkey's Paw story. Well, yeah. and Pet Sematary. Little Pet Sematary in there. Although this is from 1958, Stephen King. Triumph of the Champions of Justice stars Blue Demon, Super Zahn, and Elsa Cardenas, plus the Invisible Phantom. Far out wild Mexican cinema at its most strange. Two ghosts and the girl / ghost jesters. Mexican spooky comedies with the comedy team of Tintan and El Loco Valdez. Which is Mirror. Stars Rosita Arenas, Armando Calvo, and Isabella Corona. A doctor kills his wife and has serious mother-in-law trouble. She's a witch that curses him. Well, that was a mistake. So you kill... Oh, wait. He killed his wife and then the mother-in-law. This is a dark version of Bewitched is what this is. He kills Samantha and then the mother-in-law is like, I'll make you pay, Darren. Darren? The witch. La Bruja. A real morality play with a doctor's daughter killed by gangsters out to steal a science secret. Steal? The doctor vows revenge and makes an old hag that belongs to a weird cult beautiful with a serum. She can stay beautiful if she kills for him. Oh, that's fun. So it's like a kind of a Little Mermaid almost. Wrestling Women versus the Killer Robot. A mad scientist creates a murderous robot and sets it on the loose to tangle with a team of wrestling women. Why not? As usual, simple fun, crowd-pleasing entertainment. And finally, Wrestling Women versus the Mummy. Stars Lorena Velazquez, Armand Silvestre, Elizabeth Campbell, and Robert Canedo. A pair of wrestling women go undercover to help fight a crime ring. They wind up mixing it up with an Aztec mummy that can change into a vampire bat. Wacky, fun Mexican film excitement. Boom. So there you go. That's what our friends south of the border have been up to on Halloween. Doesn't sound too shabby. Sounds a lot like what we were up to be honest. See? We're not so different, you and I.